and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Father Jerry Stuckey. Father Jerry works in Justice and Peace Ministry in the Archdiocese of St. Louis, Missouri. His preaching today is entitled, Your Every Need.
A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 14, verses 13 to 21. When Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their towns. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already late. Dismiss the crowds so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have here." Then he said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting women and children. The Gospel of the Lord. In 1989, the Japanese car company Nissan launched a new luxury model that they branded as Infiniti. Infiniti with the letter I at the end instead of a Y, so four I's. The Infiniti car, which you may have seen since it's sold around the world, was marketed as a vehicle, quote, built on a promise to put you first, always looking ahead, trying to anticipate your every need, not just on the road, but in life. Wow, that's a big order to fill, anticipating my every need in life, eh? Today's scripture readings all raise this question of our every need, our hungers and thirst, our insatiable desires, our longings in life. The first reading from the prophet Isaiah tells us to come to the Lord if you are thirsty and hungry, not to waste your money on things that fail to satisfy. He says we should listen to the Lord if we really want to have life. That's easier said than done, of course. I mean, when you're really hungry, there's nothing like food. It has been a very hot summer here and in many parts of the world, so there's nothing like a nice cold drink to quench your thirst, no? What are these hungers and thirsts that we have? Today's Psalm 145 sings, "The hand of the Lord feeds us. He answers all our needs." Well, Nissan tells us that the Infiniti car will answer all our needs. It seems the more money we get, the more needs we have. And so the more money we need for these increased needs we have. And on and on. It's a vicious circle of hungers and desires. Oh, this insatiable life of ours. At some point, we might realize that all these needs these things, these wants, they can separate us from God. Take away all our stuff, our big cars, or even our little bicycles. Finally, take away even our health. And we are reduced to nothing but a dependence on God. I wonder if that's not why so many poor people I know seem to have such great faith in God, while so many privileged societies debate about things like atheism, no God. In the letter to the Romans, the second reading today, we hear about nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. No anxieties, no distress, no persecution, no lacking of anything, no famine, no hungers. That is, no hungers, desires, or stuff. Nothing can separate us from God for those who know the love of Christ. That should be great consolation to us, not to worry. There's nothing that can destroy us. God's love is all we finally need. To put all our hungers and needs in God means being satisfied with just God above all. Nothing more, nothing less. We journey through this life with many justified wants and true needs just to survive. We have physical, emotional, psychological needs that we think that we ourselves have to and can meet, and often forget we'll never do that or be satisfied without God. In today's Gospel of Matthew, Jesus himself had a personal need. He was devastated by the death of his friend and cousin John the Baptist. And he needed to be alone to a deserted place. Yet, as he takes off in a boat, he ends up across the lake in a deserted place with crowds of people in need and hungry. He heals them and feeds them. So compassionately, he feeds them with a Eucharistic way of taking the loaves and the fishes, sending them out through the disciples to feed more than 5,000 who ate and were satisfied. These days, I think about my brother Tom. My younger brother is dying of cancer. And all of a sudden, he and all of us realize there's nothing more important in life. There's nothing that we need. Of course, we wish he would be cured, but life, the greatest gift and the relationships, the love and the love of God and his great faith in God is what lasts in the end. As many companies and products and advertisements say, like Nissan, they think it's Infinity Car. Infinity Car will make our infinite needs and satisfy us. But more truly, only our infinite God will.